Right? Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCentral.com.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my goodness gracious. Happy New Year, gang. Welcome to the Homemade Broadcast. My name is William Lewis Koontz. So great to be back with you again. I feel like I haven't done one of these in weeks. And for good reason, because I took a nice long couple week break, 3 weeks just about. And I was bored. So I'm glad to be back because, you know, what else am I going to do? Friggin' sit around and drink and, you know, that's fun and all, but I'd rather be doing this, to be quite honest. So welcome back, gang. 2018 is here. Do you feel any different? No. I mean, I don't either. Did you make any resolutions? Nope. Me either. I'm already doing it. And don't wait for the new year, of course, to make your resolutions. Just start today. Don't I sound like an inspirational meme that your uninspirational friend posted on social media? For good reason, because I saw a lot of those. Don't listen to them. Just do your own thing, okay? That's what I want to stress in 2018. Just do you. Do what you feel comfortable with. If you want to be a bum, be a bum. Who cares? You only have to live for yourself, you know what I mean? Zach Townsend is temporarily unbanned from the Homemade Broadcast. He'll be stopping by very shortly. We had a nice little podcast because he had some big news that he wanted to share, and while he is banned, he's still my buddy, and, you know, always an entertaining guest, so I temporarily lifted the ban so he could come talk to us today. If you want to leave a message for myself or Zach, text or voice, 813-693-2124, that will be monitored, and say whatever you want. Make sure you subscribe, of course, to HMB Radio Tampa Bay on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast. Just search HMB Hotel Mike Bravo Radio Tampa Bay. And it'll pop right up. Click the subscribe button. And that's it. You're in the zone for 2018. Still planning on releasing podcasts every week on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. They get released. So make sure you subscribe. Like the Facebook pages, HMB Radio and Radio St. Pete, respectively. And follow Radio St. Pete at Radio St. Pete on Instagram and Twitter, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @home_made_man. Don't forget, that's right, Stay Woke is still a thing on 102.5 The Bone FM here in Tampa Bay, or you can always listen at theboneonline.com from midnight to 1 a.m. every weeknight after the Johnny B Show, and I'm also on the Johnny B Show on Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight, so make sure you tune in there. Yes. And thank you to our sponsors, of course. Still sticking with us. God knows why. But they are. God bless them. I love them. Tap House 61. TapHouse61.com. 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. The best brews in town. The best tap house in town. That's right. Facebook.com/TapHouse61. Make sure you go give them a like. And also Truvy Salon and Spa. That's Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. And that's right on 4th Street down there. And make an appointment with Chrissy. She knows what she's doing. You can do it right online at truvysalonandspa.com. I need a haircut again soon. Now that I got my haircut, I have to get haircuts now, which sucks. Didn't really want to do that, but that's the price you pay, you know, for being a productive member of society. So did you have a good Christmas? I hope so. Mine was pretty good. It was very, I kept it very, the expectations very low on Christmas and New Year's. And I'm glad I did, because it was great. I had a fantastic time hanging out with my mom and dad and then some friends on New Year's and just, you know, had a little party on New Year's. You know, I got to tell you, though, if someone asks you to play beer pong on New Year's, just say no. You don't have to do that, okay? I was undefeated that whole night on New Year's Eve in beer pong, but I paid the price 4 days afterwards. It was irrational how bad the hangover was from that. I went and bought booze in the afternoon, like at noon, got some Maker's Mark, and I got a case of Budweiser, thinking, well, I'm going to go crack these open tonight. And I waited as long as I could. I got to about 4 p.m., and the Buccaneers game came on and decided, well, it's time for the party to start. So maybe went a little too hard earlier in the day and then playing beer pong. And I actually had to take off from work on Tuesday because I just couldn't do it. I just had to take a day to recover from my days off. So I would advise, once you hit over a certain age, to not play beer pong anymore. Retire, even though you're still fantastic. I'm still the best beer pong player I know. Just retire. You have nothing to prove to anybody anymore. I'm going to try to take that to heart. We'll see what happens next time I get challenged. So it was good. I hope yours was great. Zach Townsend will be here very shortly. But first I want to talk about the big news for me over the holiday was the UCF Knights. That's right. The hated UCF Knights. They had their perfect season. They completed their victory in the Peach Bowl against Auburn. I'm sorry if you're not football fans, but it was a great one. And I was rooting hard for them. I know a lot of Knights, and they're all fabulous people. And while I hate that team as a USF Bowl, I was still rooting hard for them. It's good for the conference, the American Conference. If we were to get a win against an SEC opponent, the Auburn Tigers were a very good team this year. They were in the national championship hunt at one point, and UCF got the job done and beat Auburn in the Peach Bowl. But UCF is going to celebrate their perfect season with a national title banner and parade in Orlando. Of course, this banner means as much as myself buying a World's Greatest Dad cup and presenting it to myself. So it means nada and nothing. And I know what they're trying to do. They're saying, hey, we should have went to the show. Now this proves it, that we should have went to the playoff, the four-team playoff. Nope, it certainly does not, guys. I'm sorry, but you did not play any good teams that year. The best team you played was Memphis and the University of South Florida. And none of those teams were very good. While they were ranked, they were not very good. Memphis lost in their bowl game, I believe, and USF squeaked theirs out with a last-second TD versus a 6-7 Texas Tech team. So I'm sorry, he just didn't play anybody. So while I understand what you're saying, and now I thought they were going to get humbled and Auburn was going to kick the crap out of them that day, but, you know, it didn't happen. So certainly next year they should be in contention, but now they've lost their coach. You know, Scott Frost is moving on to Nebraska to coach there, his alma mater, and now they're starting all over basically. They got a lot of talent, but they're going to lose a lot of seniors. So they'll probably be ranked in the top 10, but I don't know. It's going to be rough for them. We'll see if this Josh Heupel guy can turn it around for them. But, yeah, guys, I'm sorry, but this is I get what you're doing, but it sours the institution. You know what I mean? If you're going to be a part of this, you know, NCAA, you know, team, you kind of got to play by the rules. Otherwise, the rules are meaningless. And what's a game without rules? And what is football but a game? You understand? So while I understand what you're saying, it's time to just pack it away, enjoy that perfect season, say, hey, I'm putting y'all on notice that we deserve some respect, and I think everybody will hear you, and, you know, we'll see what happens next year, you know what I mean? But until then, let's just put on your Peach Bowl t-shirts, get your hats, put them on, good night, and get your Peach Bowl rings, and frig off, pretty much. And we'll see you next year. I can't wait for USF to play them next year to see what happens. We'll probably get beat pretty badly, but we'll see. We shall see. All right, Zach Townsend is here on The Homemade Broadcast this week. Big news, big Zachy T. Banned, temporarily unlifted, or lifted the ban, I should say. And he is back on The Homemade Broadcast here on Radio St. Pete here. Happy New Year, 2018. Let's get it started.
Release, so it's probably good for you. Probably get me on while you can, you know.
You really are a comedy of errors and delusional to the point of not even hilarity, but just sadness. Zach Townsend is joining me today on The Homemade Broadcast, the first homemade broadcast of 2018. Probably, unless I bank this and save it for some day when I don't have anybody in here and just need to use an episode. I'm lifting a temporary ban. You're temporarily unbanned.
The ban has been lifted, my friends. We did it.
Temporarily. Temporarily. The ban will go back into effect at the conclusion of this podcast.
And no, it won't.
Yes, it will.
Not if I have anything to do about it.
You don't
not
have anything to do about it.
Not if your listeners have anything to do about it.
What the hell does that mean?
You know,
they don't have it. Can't he say
you know
it either?
Good and well. That the only time people truly listen is episodes that have Zach Townsend, aka Big Papa, published on the on the podcast.
I will say that these are definitely one of the easier episodes for me to complete because I hang out with you on a regular basis. So I'm pretty. I think
you're welcome
we have a
for that.
Pretty
yeah.
decent rapport at this point. So these episodes are very low stress for me, and that's why I think I like
them. Is
that
your way of saying you value our friendship?
It's my way of saying that I value easy work and completing work that is easy for me to do. And, you know, I guess a side effect of that would be that I guess we're friends by proxy because of that.
We're friends because I'm doing your mom and dad a favor.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Zach. Did you have a Merry Christmas? Zach Townsend.
Merry Christmas and screw you.
Is joining me on the homemade broadcast this week, 2018, The Return.
Hi, guys.
And temporarily.
The Return of the King is what this podcast should actually be called.
The band.
The Prodigal Son Returns.
This is Return of the Ding-a-ling. Oh, no, forget it.
Oh,
I hate
yeah.
that. That's
okay.
really bad.
Well, folks, let me
just say this. Zach, welcome back from the temporary unbanning of you. He's a comedian. He's a writer, now an official writer, which I'm going to take 30% of the credit for you getting the job at this Hard Times.
For what?
Right. Zach recently got hired at the hardtimes.net, is it?
Yes, hardtimes.net.
Which is kind of like an affiliate, or not an affiliate, but I mean, I don't want to be offensive to the Hard Times because it's a fine publication, but it's kind of like the Onion's little brother, I would say.
Well, yeah, everything starts smaller. It's like the Onion's so good at what they do that they're like the Michael Jordan of satire. So even if something comes wrong, like the LeBron James of satire, people are still going to be like, it's not the Onion.
Well, and the Onion's also been around for much longer.
Yeah, and they cover every base, and they don't have the Hard Times. Is more of a niche, like a punk rock, a punk satire. They do a lot of. I had to change a couple headlines to fit their style.
Right. Well, you called yourself a writer before. The only problem was that you didn't really write anything.
And look at me now, folks. I took the homemade broadcast out of my life, and the sky was the limit, folks.
Well, you know, I do agree that while
think of all you could do without this buffoon between your ears.
While you are banned from my program, you seem to bounce back well with getting a writing gig at the Hard Times. And we had spoken about it because you had your, is it now defunct, the Hungover Achiever?
It's still there, and I think I might do something with it just because I love the name. But I have not posted there in a while. pretty much all my satire efforts are probably going to go towards the hard times and selling other headlines to other websites. Because listen, folks, I'm published now. The streets are calling me, from what I hear, the streets are calling me Big Papa Published. I don't know what to do about it. I'm just going to accept it. You guys might not see me for a while. I'm probably off in Beverly Hills looking at houses and stuff.
You know what happens?
Nice knowing you, St. Pete.
To you is that you take a funny thing and then you just continue it to the point where it's just not funny anymore.
Well, then I continue it to a point where people think they go, "Wait, is he being serious?"
Yeah, but I guess maybe I know you, so I know you're not being serious.
Yeah, but that's actually screwed me over on several jokes.
Absolutely,
because people actually think I'm serious, and no. Folks, I'm literally one of the most insecure people you will ever meet.
I can confirm.
Will can attest to that. I am very hard. I'm probably my own worst critic, and it has burned a lot of bridges for me.
He comes in here today with a friggin' Dragon Ball Z shirt on and goes, "Do you like my shirt?" And I said, "No, I don't." And I could tell that hurt you a little bit inside.
Yeah, it's a nice shirt. My girlfriend got it for me for
Christmas.
It's
not. It's stupid. It's for babies. It's for babies, that cartoon.
Okay, well, your shirt's almost for babies because your titties are hanging through. Holy hell.
Yeah, I got a...
Yeah, this kid starts jogging once a week and then just...
I'll have you know, it's 4 days a week, and I did 3 miles today. I stepped it up to 3 miles.
It's also December 26th, and you're wearing a tank top.
It's Florida, like, and it's still warm.
Thad Castle, get out of here.
Who?
Take a lap, you know...
Who's Thad Castle?
Blue Mountain State football guy.
No, I don't know who that is.
I will say the haircut. Have you shown your listeners the new haircut version of you?
I don't know. I've talked about it before.
Well, folks, it's about time he grew up. It only took 37 years, however old he is.
Pretty close. 33. Turned 33 this year. I had a comment that you'll enjoy on one of my YouTube videos. I talked about it on a previous podcast, but I think you'll enjoy this. And I was talking, it was one that I did by myself.
Okay.
And kind of just talked about stories from the week in Tampa Bay. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody commented on my YouTube channel that the Seminole Heights killer stuff starts at 1527. If you want to avoid this narcissist talking about himself, which really made me laugh a lot and hurt my feelings.
Well, deeply. Yeah. I mean, in reality, the homemade broadcast is. Once it's boiled down to its purest form, it is Hoppy Hour, just with less Asperger's.
Look, Hoppy Hour is an award-winning podcast, and I would be happy to garner
the
listeners.
Special Olympics is still a thing.
I would be happy to garner the listeners that Ryan Hoppy garners on his award-winning podcast.
You think you're getting any bone listeners on your podcast now that you're...
I'm sure I must.
Now that you're a staple in the community, congratulations also.
Oh, thank you.
Do you ever talk about that on this show?
Yeah, sure.
Conflicting interest?
No. I mean, it's all good. We're all too...
Because the podcast world is not going to see... Let me tell you something, folks. Will, as much as he wants to seem like a local guy, he supports St. Pete, he loves his... You know, he loves this city. He loves staying local. He's not. The second the bone comes a knocking with any smell of a contract, you podcast listeners are as good as dead to him.
That is not true, in fact. Quite the opposite.
Unsubscribe now. Save yourselves.
I will always.
For when he's the 18th mic on the Drew Garabo show.
I will always do this podcast. HMBRadio.com will always be a thing. And I would love to keep working with Radio St. Pete for indefinitely. I know there is a possibility that there is a no-compete type thing.
Yeah.
But I don't see myself getting a contract with the Bone.
Well, Radio St. Pete truly wants a star. And Radio St. Pete, my email is ZacharyTownsend1@gmail.com. Let's talk business.
If you want to do a podcast, we can get you set up here and you can do a podcast.
So what, you can steal all my thunder? You can take 10% of all the money I'm going to make? Like hell.
I don't want any of your money. Trust me.
Well, good, because I have none.
Believe me, I know. I sent you a text today, which I really got a kick out of. Are you working? Because I had off today. And you went, what? With a question mark? And I go,
I really set myself
up for
that.
That was a dumb question. Yeah. Of course you're not working. Art, do you have a job right now?
I am currently unemployed, people.
Oh,
people of St.
No.
Pete, if you have any employment whereabouts for part-time, you know, I'm going back to school in 2 weeks. So
yeah, you know what
maybe
I could
need to have a part-time job. I'm trying to get in at Cox Media Group. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, we're going to try to get you in there. Now, the thing with that is it is a corporate atmosphere. So it takes a long time to get actually started working. I think it took me months to actually get started working after going through all the paperwork and the interviews and the drug test and all that.
Well, I'm passing. I'm passing all
those. Staying clean with the drugs, man?
No drugs in my system.
Good for you.
No siree, Bob.
Good for you. Very good. Very
good riddance to drugs.
I will say you've turned over a new leaf since the last time. Well, no, you were actually pretty good the last time. You were at a point, though. Zach Townsend, where you were
a real party
going animal. Off the deep end a little bit. I had to slow down hanging out with you.
I was a
bit.
Real party animal.
You
for
were
a little while.
You were with illicit drugs and alcohol. It was a little rough.
Yeah, well, you know what? We all dabble. We all have to learn our lessons. Some of us have to hit rock bottom before we.
Do you think you hit rock bottom?
I don't think I hit rock bottom. I think I got close.
You can't hit.
I got long legs, so I feel like my toes felt the bottom of the lake. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh God, I don't want to go down there. Like, it's all like creepy and slick. And I was like, nope. Started swimming my way up.
I don't know how much darker your life could have gotten anyways. You were living in you were paying $212 a month in rent with three other dudes in a house, and you were.
We're basically squatting.
Essentially, yeah. You're paying for power. Which was your rent?
267.
You could have collected cans and made that rent.
Yeah, you know what's funny is my car payment per month is exactly the same as my rent, so I literally could have lived in my car.
probably
would have had more room, to be honest.
How do you have a car payment? I don't have a car payment. How do you afford a car payment?
I'm almost there. I'm almost paid off. I'm driving the 2014 Hyundai Sonata, which we both know is in the...
It's a fine vehicle.
It's in the shop right now, though.
Yeah.
Got into a car accident not too long ago.
Uh-oh.
Watch
what
out
happened?
For these psychos on the road. This lady just slams on her brakes. I'm driving. I'm going down by Beach Drive, going to the dog park. You know, stuff people in cardigans do.
Taking your girlfriend's dogs. That's your job. You're the dog sitter for your girlfriend.
They're my dogs now.
I see.
We're a couple. I'm the daddy.
Uh-huh.
Just like I'm your daddy.
Okay.
I'll take you to the dog park after this if you don't watch your mouth.
I don't like that.
Okay. Well.
But continue with your accident story.
So I'm driving, right? I'm driving down the street.
Lady. Yeah, I know. That's what happens. Enough with the driving down the street.
So, yeah. This lady just slams on her brakes. Out of nowhere, right in front of the Wooden Rooster. I think it's on 2nd Avenue North.
Okay, it doesn't... It's not important.
Anyways, this lady slams on her brakes. I try to go around her. The whole right side of my car gets messed up. The whole, her wheel, her car really had no damage, but she was, it gets out of her car. And then I think she might have been a little bit
intoxicated.
Little day drinking.
Texting,
you know what I mean?
Maybe?
Yeah, well, her son was in the car. First of all, kid was a nerd. I was like, hey, listen, I'll kick your freaking butt if you want to say anything.
Was he a little boy? And I'll slap your mom around, too, afterwards. Was he a little boy?
Because you know what? No, they both came out of the car yelling at me, and I was like, listen, I kept my cool. I'm usually a hothead. And I said, hey, listen, I'm on the phone with the police. I'm not talking to either of you until the cops come here.
Was he a little boy?
No, he's like my age. He's like, how about you, a little bit older than me?
Why was he hanging out with his mom on a Tuesday then?
Probably making sure she doesn't take her pills and drink white wine.
Have
all
a few
night.
Glasses
like
of Chablis.
Doing, yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was interesting.
I was driving home. It was Christmas night, and I'm telling you, you know, I know drinking and driving is bad. I'm not a fan. You shouldn't do it. But I would much rather be in a car with somebody who's had four drinks than be in a car with somebody who plays on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
In the car.
I agree. No.
That is just so much freaking worse, man. At least if you're boozing, you know. I mean, unless you're, like, falling down drunk. Again, not advocating either of these things. But at least you're looking at the road if you're drunk, mm-hmm. hopefully, anyways. I had a lady yesterday. I was in the turning lane. Just started. There's two turning lanes. She starts to merge over in my turning lane and almost hits me. She had a nice car. Sometimes you ever just fantasize, like, I should just let her hit me.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I think about that all the time. Like, I literally just want somebody rich to hit me. I want to get hit by a Walmart truck. I'll lose a leg.
That would be ideal.
And I'll settle, too.
A company.
Like, I'm poor to the point where, like, I'm, like, $10,000 for, like,
be a game changer.
For a couple toes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want three toes? Give me $8,500 bucks.
$8,500? No, yeah, at least
I'll
get 10.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
the 10 is the, I think, bare minimum anyways. 10,000. That's what homeless people will do. They'll just jump out in front of a car. They'll be like, ah, my
neck. Oh, all right. Well, I guess I could talk about this. You want to hear how funny this is?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think I told you this part. This is pretty hilarious to me. When I got into the accident, you know, it's a busy area for those of you who are not familiar with the area. Like, it's, you know, one-way street. This homeless guy comes up to me and he goes, oh man, he's got no top teeth, just bottom teeth. He's got like a construction shirt on, like he just, you know, he's one of those guys, I'm pretty sure he's getting paid in cold hard cash at the end of his day.
Yeah.
Comes up to me, he goes, I see him talking to like the woman and her son before, and then they kind of just like shoot him off, and he comes up to me and goes, hey man, I saw the whole thing. He goes, yeah. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, man. He's like, you want me to see the whole thing? I saw the whole thing. And he goes, you just make it worth my while. I saw the whole thing.
Oh, so he was initially trying to screw you over.
No. Well, I don't know. But
he's probably going up to them and be like, I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
Probably knowing because they were in the wrong.
And I didn't catch it at first because I was so, like, shaken up and just kind of had my mind scattered. I was on the phone and stuff. And I was like, yeah, man, listen, like, you know, I thought maybe he actually saw it. And I was like, yeah, she slams on her brakes. I had to go around her. It was a big, and he goes, yeah. She slammed on her brakes. She tried to go around her. You hit her. And I said, yeah, just make it worth my while. So I'll tell.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah. And I go, and then I realized at one point he kept following me around, like around my car. And I'm like, I'm trying to make phone calls. I literally told him twice. I was like, yo, can you go away? Yeah. Can you go away? And he kept coming, yo, man, you trying to make it worth my while. And I go, wait, what? And he goes, yeah, just make it worth my while. And I go, like what? And he goes, I go, dude, I'm broke. I literally look at him. I don't have a job. I'm like, I'm thinking about how this is going to work out. Like I might have to just run away from my car at this point.
Just ditch the car.
Yeah. Let's throw a, douse it with gasoline and throw a match in and just say sayonara.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, just like, give me like 40 bucks, you know, 40, 50 bucks and I'll tell the cops whatever you want. I'm like, dude, get the heck out of here. I was like, dude, listen, I don't know if you did see it and you just want to tell them you saw what happened. Then that's fine by me, but I got no money to give you, and I'm not getting involved in this thing. And then he just crossed the street and walked away. Never saw him again.
Yeah, the homeless, you know, I've been thinking
about smart. They know how to capitalize.
No, they're not smart. They're drug addicts and alcoholics and will manipulate situations in order to suit their, you know, motif, whatever they need at the time. Most of them, anyways. I think there's an illusion that, you know, there's like single moms out there with kids that, you know, don't have any other means of making any money, but that's not true. Most of them are just manipulative drug addicts. Have you ever dealt with a homeless person and they were nice or crazy stories? Call the Homemade Broadcast or text the line 813-693-2124. We got a phone number and everything. Did you know that?
No.
Well, we do. You can text it, you can call it. That number again, 813-693-2124. Remember we did have that call. I said, oh, someone left a message. It was during Irma, and it was some lady that, like, got the wrong number, and she was talking about, I put money in your machine, and I can't get my money out. It's not providing me service.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember that? Actually, let me see if I can find that. That would be a good thing. Google. Oh, boy, now I got to sign in. Anyway, this is the Homemade Broadcast. My name is Will Koontz, and your guest this week is comedian and writer Zach Townsend.
Maybe humorist as well. Comedian, writer, humorist.
Humorist.
I have a website now.
Do you now? What is it?
www.smacktownsend.com.
Wow.
Look it up.
No, I don't want to.
No, come on. You're going to like it. I think you'll like it.
We still on for today. Who's that? Oh, weird.
Is that one of your Bumble girls? New haircut Bill has been upping the ante on his...
Where's the...
Oh, you're not going to find
it. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Let's play this. This is from September 11th. Rest in peace, everybody, from September 11th. But this is unrelated to that.
You have a super jumbo on the corner of 78th. And Causeway by the 7-Eleven. It has not taken any coins, and I know I lost $4. Several other people have come up here and lost. My name is Kathleen Miller. My number is 83. 4390. Again, I lost $4, and I was just wondering, how do I get it back? Again, on Super Jumbo Ice on the corner of 78th and Causeway by the 7-Eleven. It's not taking you coins.
Well, Kathleen Miller, as CEO of Super Jumbo Ice, I want to let you know your refund.
Yeah,
a Super Jumbo frig off to you, Kathleen Miller. $4, come on.
Should we call her back?
Tell her we got her $4?
Be like, I'm so sorry,
this is the CEO with Super Jumbo. We got
Bill
your,
from
yeah,
Super
sorry.
Jumbo.
Hey, Kathleen Miller, sorry, this is Chad from Super Jumbo. I just want to let you know, we did receive your message, 3 months later. Just want to let you know that you can frig off, and it's $4, lady.
I need $4. You know, it's really sad that you think about, you know, the economy is getting better, right? So they say, but people are still bummed out about $4.
Oh, I mean, people will go some way to, you know, I was surprised. Like, when I realized what that homeless guy was trying to do to me, when he said $40 just to be a witness, to blatantly just like.
Either way,
I told him what happened, but he was willing just to bold-faced lie and say that he saw everything that happened, and basically I could tell him what happened, and he would say exactly, $40.
You should ask him, do you have court clothes? Because you can't just come in here in a smelly Toronto Blue Jays pullover.
Yeah, do you have a tie and maybe a whole set of upper teeth could wear for court?
Do you have a social security number, bub? That would help my situation greatly.
Sweet Moses.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. Zach Townsend is the guest this week. He is a new contributor to the hardtimes.net.
Freelance writing.
Oh, freelance writing. You didn't tell me that part.
What do you mean?
I thought you were a staff writer on the hardtimes.net.
I mean, I'm in the pitch group, so yeah. I mean, yeah, it means freelance.
It means they don't have to pay you, basically.
No, they do have to pay me because I signed a contract. I am contracted with them.
That's good. But they don't have to pay you a lot. That's unfortunate because
they don't have to pay me a lot. No.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they even make a lot. I don't know how that works.
Well,
I'm interested though to be in it now, knowing that that's something I want to do in my career. Something like the guy, I believe his name is Matt Saincum. We're friends on Facebook now. He's the creator and CEO of Hard Times, and I feel like the more I pitch to them and the more I talk to them, the more comfortable I'll be with maybe even talking to him, like, hey, how did you build something from the ground up? Because that's what I want to do. You know what I mean? I just don't want to be a free. I want to build my own brand. I want to build my own site.
Sure.
I'm going to be big. I'm going to be a big name.
Well, there's opportunities there. You have to show, you know, the want to, and you have to show the work ethic in order to get there. Unfortunately, especially in writing, it seems like, and well, even in radio too, that you have to do a lot of work for next to nothing. It's pretty much like a paid internship.
Yeah, and like I said, they're very niche too at the hard times. So a lot of my good ones that I've pitched, I feel like they've been pretty good, haven't been picked up per se.
Mm-hmm.
To maybe tell you a couple, you can tell me if you like them.
Sure.
If they're funny or not.
Why not?
One of them was, studies show more and more immigrants fleeing to America to start a podcast.
That's okay. I like that. It's a good concept.
In order to become relevant again, Ozzy Osbourne Uber Eats a bat head to his house.
Don't like that.
No.
I know where you're going with it though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he bit the head off a bat,
yeah,
famously.
Yeah. Something about Uber Eats.
No. Maybe he can include like making a YouTube video or something.
Yeah. Uber. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. You know, sit on it. I'm sure something will come out.
Yeah, how about you sit on this? I just flicked them off. the pitch one today, it was a girl whose New Year's resolution was to lose weight has no idea she's pregnant yet.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Remember that video, the kid who got bullied or whatever?
Yes.
I wrote one about him. I said, bullied kid gets his GoFundMe money stolen at lunch.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
See, you know what the thing, the problem is that, you know, headlines will not always just get you. So don't take offense to that. It's the really the sandwich that you create. You know, you got your title, you pull in the narrative, and then you put in a big punchline. That's the sandwich.
Yeah, baby.
You know, a strong ending. So don't be offended.
How about just sandwich this?
He just pointed to his crotch. That's always, that's a classic. See?
I like that one.
Yep.
One of my go-to jokes.
So what is that? Is that all, is that it?
I mean, yeah, it's all I'm gonna share. I got some stuff on the back burner, but I'm not willing.
Those are the rejected ones from.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're gonna be rejected. Yeah.
That's nice that you're staying positive in your new job.
I can tell that these ones aren't gonna go.
Yeah. They were just kind of ones that you thought up in the bathroom, right?
Yeah, just ones, you know, pitched.
Right on.
Happens.
Yeah. So how did I said I'd take 30% of the credit for this venture of yours because I feel like I motivated you. I feel like I said, Zachary, you know, you got to get off your butt. If you want to be a writer, you got to write. And instead, you just fell ass backwards into this job somehow instead of actually writing on your own website. But I'll still take the 30% credit.
No, because I sought out. I sought out opportunity, and I went for it. I focused. I conquered. That's how I got my girlfriend.
You found her on Bumble, didn't you?
Exactly. Found Hard Times on Bumble, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that is a versatile the app. I got to get cooking on that app.
That would actually be a really good app idea. Businesses and then people looking for employment, and you swipe right or left.
I like that, but I feel like the difference would be it would be the same thing.
It'd be local businesses.
It would
though.
Be all people looking for jobs, just swiping right on everything, right?
No, because you know you type in what general like restaurant. You break it down into categories: restaurant, hospitality, blah blah blah. And a bunch of these things could fall in line with them. Businesses could, you know, be like, oh, well, we're hospitality. We're you know, and then you start swiping right or left.
Yeah, I feel like they have this though. It's called Craigslist.
Or yeah, no, but no one's going on Craigslist. It's free.
Well, thanks for cursing and giving me something to do.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, mother.
Thanks a lot, dude. God dang it.
Beep you.
Craigslist, I got a friend who found a job on Craigslist, and she's making like six figures now.
What,
on Craigslist.
Cam girl?
No, not even. It's like some herbal, like, what do you call those that you just... Herbal therapy, aromatherapy company. She's like the CFO now and makes a bank.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
She does. It's awesome. And she found that job on Craigslist. It's all like, you know, housewives who have nothing to do.
I'll put some organic oil in my hand and smack her around.
Have rich husbands. And they're like, honey, I want to get certified to be an aromatherapist. And he goes, please leave. And here's $30,000. Get out of my face.
No, I think, you know, I think I got some app ideas. And you know what?
Anyway, going back to this, what other app ideas?
I got some app ideas, and you know what? I think the name Zach Townsend is going to ring a bell for a lot of you in about 4 to 5 years.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Especially those of you who read Forbes magazine. If you catch my drift, folks.
That would be great.
Ching! Can you imagine me? Could you imagine me with like money? Like screw you money. Like,
yeah, I don't think you'd be much different. I think you'd still be wearing a Dragon Ball t-shirt.
That's a compliment, and I absolutely would, but can you imagine the kind
still wouldn't of wash your hair, probably.
No, probably not. That's why I'd have so much money.
How do you think you would be different?
That's not why I'd have so much money, though, because I want to be buying all the stuff you don't need, like fancy clothes and shampoo and soap.
Soap.
Combs and deodorant.
Yeah.
Saving all the money
really
on that stuff.
Really important stuff. Call in. What do you think about Zach's money-making ideas? Do you have any money-making tips for Zach? 813-693-2124. You can leave a text or a voicemail.
The bone is really rubbing off on you.
Yeah, well, I've been
meaning
to...
We're losing them.
By the way, stay woke, midnight to 1 a.m. on 102.5 The Bone.
Or stay asleep and you won't miss anything.
Whoa. No, we're kicking butt with Stay Woke, man. We really
you and
are.
Anna?
Anna.
You ever get Anna on the podcast?
She's been on a while ago. It's down there somewhere. We didn't really know each other at the time. But Anna,
when are you gonna have me on Stay Woke?
I don't know.
Okay. Thanks for the reassurance.
At some point, maybe in the future, I'm sure you'll be on.
Whatever.
We had John Jacobs in.
Yeah, I know. That nerd. Oh, my gosh. That dude is truly a nuisance to this community. Florida as a whole. Him and that stinking Spanish kid Santos. Get them both out of here. Take a hike.
Spanish. I don't know what kind of Spanish he is, but, yeah. No, I love those dudes, man. They filmed a Tampa News Force segment.
Oh, whatever.
And, we went over his album, Summer at Southside. Summer in Southside? Is it Summer in Southside or Summer at Southside? Asking the wrong guy.
I don't freaking know. But, it's on Napster. That's all I know.
It's on Spotify and iTunes and all that. You can find it.
Downloaded it off Napster.
So what's your plan for the near future? You're writing at the hard times now. What do you got on your plate right now?
Well, man? I want to get a full-time writing job. I want to be able to support my – but right now I'm going back to school. But if something were to pop up –
what are you going to go to school for?
Communications right now. Mass communication. Journalism.
Waste your money, you idiot.
Well, I have to go for my AA first because I'm, you know
– How far are you away from your AA?
Actually, that's a funny thing. Last night, I mean, I'm pretty far away. Like –
You're an incoming freshman.
Like, to put it in perspective, I am as far away from my AA as you are from 180 pounds. So yeah, we're both freshmen.
Yeah, that's rough, man. But you know what? Your general class.
My grandma last night, she came over to my girlfriend's house and she was like, got a little liquored up and. Well, when are you guys going to get married, have kids, and whatever? And I go, Grandma, listen, I'm technically a college freshman. You're talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah. She's a terrible beer pong player.
Yeah, I might throw that video up on the Instagram. Maybe I'll send it to you so you can post it on Instagram.
It was horrendous.
Instagrama.
Yeah. So you're going to go back to school, you're going to write for the hard times, and that's you're going to try to find a job.
I'm going to continue to get freelancing writing work and build my resume so that time next time I apply to The Onion, they can't deny me. I'll be undeniable.
Well, good luck to you, buddy. The ban is now hereby reinstated. You are banned from the Homemade Broadcast.
That's baloney, and we both know it.
Nope.
I am the official, unofficial co-host of this podcast.
I was considering unbanning you after your performance here today.
But yeah.
Unfortunately, at the end, you cursed twice.
Oh, whatever.
That's bad. It causes me to have to edit these, which I do not like.
Oh, that dog's going.
I know. I can't. It's that freaking Weimaraner back there. I hate him.
Ooh, I hate those dogs. I dated a girl who had a Weimaraner.
They just bark and bark.
They are so ugly, too.
I think they're good-looking dogs, but they are just asses. They just bark and bark.
If you were a dog, what kind of dog do you think you'd be based upon where you are in your life right now?
Golden Retriever. Labrador Retriever.
Absolutely not. You would be a pug, 100%.
What?
You'd be one of those tan pugs.
I'm too big to be a pug.
No, you'd be like a one.
You'd be a freaking greyhound with that schnoz. Stupid greyhound.
You know what? You'd be Old Yeller, because I'm about to bring you out back and put one in your fucking stupid freaking.
God!
I'm about to bring you out back and put one in your skull.
All right, there you go, Zach Townsend. Check him out, thehardtimes.net. Make sure you rate and subscribe to the Homemade Broadcast on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to spending the rest of 2018 right alongside with you every Sunday at 6:15 here on Radio St. Pete, Mondays at 10:15, and Tuesdays, I believe, at 4:15 a.m. Wow. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, make sure you stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, live from the Music Room. And Indie Circuit coming up after that. If you listen on podcast, hey, thanks a pant load. I appreciate it. Make sure you share it with your friends. I got stickers still. If you would like some, please email me or call. Email thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. Call, text, 813-693-2124. Check out hmbradio.com. And check me out on The Bone every night, midnight to 1 a.m., thebonenonline.com. Stay woke, midnight to 1 a.m., right after Johnny B's show. I will talk to you next week. My name is Will Koontz. This is the Homemade Broadcast. You're listening to RadioSaintPete.com. Bye-bye.